Project. Real world.
Project.
Real world.
Real.
Project. Real. Real.
World.
World.
Sorry, guys. I just ate a bunch of chicken. Should have been doing chicken tikka masalas. So excuse me. Just pardon me, please. Spicy mouth. So this is Project Real World. My name's Mike Legg.
It's on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, Radio Free Brooklyn. Your name is?
My name is Pad.
Anything else?
Is there? Well, we host a show.
We host a show. It's a comedy show. I'm teaching Pad how to be a more social person through comedy. So this is a new... What's that, Pad?
And every week we... What is that? I remember from last...
So every week we bring in you the most the funniest comedy in all of the United States of America.
Right, comedies...
From sketch comedy.
Stand-up, sketches,
to stand-ups comedy.
Skits.
To sketches. Skitch and sketches.
And I'm not... And I just want to say, I said this last time, but I feel like we got a lot of new listeners or... I'm not a radio host. I play video games professionally, and Mike is teaching me to be more social.
Teaching him to say that less, too, also, right, Pat? Teaching you to say that you are a host.
We have a great show this week.
Got a great show this week. We went down, Pat and I went down to a comedy club, a hit historical comedy club, called the Giggle Club NYC. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's down in the South Village. South of Houston Street in New York City. It's by... it's in the South Village. So I've been there about a billion times, but I wanted to bring Pad down there to learn him a little, teach him a little bit about the comedy movement. You know, show him, you know, what comedy's all about. Because I feel dramatic about comedy. And it's a kind of thing where people get up on stage and they bare their souls. I believe that it's the most brave thing that you could do in this entire world. And you know what? It's true social sacrifice. And we'd be a better world, a better United States of America, if everybody tried to be a comedian. So we brought a recorder down and, you going to listen to it?
We have the clip, so...
Yeah, we got those clips. So, Jim, can you run those clips, please, that we sent you the other day?
Indeed I can. You ready?
Are the mics...
I'm ready. I told you to just run the clips.
Don't talk back to me. I'll play the clips.
Well, I can talk back and forth to whoever I want.
Fine. Play.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So the other day, I get on the subway. I have my gun with me, as always. You know, I'm American. I mean, that's what you do. Next stop, this fat lady.
This is Mike Legg, Project Real World. I'm here with Pad.
Bad. You know, fat
so
people can
So, we're here at the Giggle Hut,
sometimes.
New York City, in the South Village.
It
sits here
so
all the time as a comedian. And, you know, I came here tonight, and we got great seats because of that. I just talked to the guy at the front desk, and he said, give it the great seats.
Excuse
and I said,
me.
Great.
Hey,
that's
excuse
awesome.
Excuse me, sir.
So, we're here. Pad is going to learn.
Are you with the blinking, is that a Norelco shaver? I used to have one of those.
You're going to look at me and you're going to say this is a Norelco shaver.
You've never shaved before.
Yeah, very funny. Okay, you got to be kidding me, whoever you are. I don't even know who your name is. So why don't you save the anger for the comedy, okay? That's where you get your comedy from.
I mean,
listen, I'm a legend. A legend, some would say.
What was your name? Did you say Mike Legume?
Mike Legg. They call me the legend. Mike Legg, by the way, in the flesh. Okay, you know what? I'm a legend. A legend. You're a legend.
Did you say you're a legume?
Yes,
that's a bean, right?
You know what, as I said before?
I love rice and beans. I never knew somebody who called himself a bean, though.
You know what, as I said before, do your set, I'm going to do mine, and don't mind me, I won't mind you.
Look, buddy, you said you were a legend around here, and I've never heard of you, so I just wanted to clarify that for the audience here.
Okay, well, I've heard of me, and I've been around for many more years than you, maybe a billion more years.
You mind if I tell a joke?
Yeah, do whatever you feel, okay, Mr. Comedian?
Great, I think I will. So, the other night, I was doing a set at this club, okay? And some asshole interrupted me and started talking about he was a quote-unquote comedy legend, but actually he was just a bean. No rice either, so I don't even know what your point is.
Okay, all right. So I didn't want to have to do this, but since I'm here with Pad, and I got to demonstrate to him
Pad?
How somebody stands up for himself in this world, I'm going to have to do something rash.
Take your best shot, legend. And who the hell is Pad?
Okay, Pad's a famous...
I'm Pad. Do you mean Pat?
It's just... No.
Yeah, Pad's nope. What? Pad's a famous video gamer, professionally, and if you don't know me, you're not going to know him.
Video gamer? No.
Yeah, anyways, I was getting to it. You're not a funny guy, and you never will be, so get off the stage, you animal.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't say I've ever been heckled like that before. And I've done sets on the Jersey Shore, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, me too. Been there, done there. Some of the best audiences in the world. Okay, they heckled you, by the way, because you don't know what the hell you're doing up there. Okay, you're a god darn amateur.
Right, I'm the amateur. Hey, has anyone here ever heard of Mike Legume, the famous bean?
It's Mike Legg.
Stand-up comic? No? I hear crickets, buddy. Okay, why don't you take over for a little bit? You want to come up here and do a little stand-up beanie?
Yeah, you know what? I do want to do a little stand-up.
All right.
Because it's...
By all means, ladies and gentlemen, we are graced with a living legume right here.
It's about time, Pat. Come on up.
Oh, it's a duo. It's a duo we got here. It's a comedy team.
I'm not. Is this... Did you...
Oh, it looks like Robin's taking a dump here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yeah, watch your mouth.
Is this like a test, or did you...
No, Pat, it's not a test. It's all part of the show, Pat. This is how the comedy scene is now. It's evolved.
Ladies
comedy's gone social. The
what
movement, the comedy movement, social. It's all about going up there together.
I'm not... This is... No.
Are
you sure, you know, the crowd...
Mr. B!
Alright,
like you have to.
You know what? Between me and you, Pat.
Crowd.
Fuck
like
the crowd. Pat, fuck the crowd. They love
you
me, love you.
Stand up, or are you gonna keep bickering there with your little gamer friend who, should be home playing video games, actually.
Alright, that's enough. You can say what you want about me, but you gotta keep your trap shut about Pat, okay? He's the world's greatest at the video game. Pat, what's the game you're famous for?
You don't even know the game?
I'm glad you asked. It's called Gort, and it's,
You know what? It's ridiculous. All right, so, yeah, everybody, I'm Mike Legg. I'm a comedian, I was a professional comedian. Now I'm doing other things, you know, much better things with my life. This guy over here is a bunch of trash. Anyway, I'm Mike Legg, ex-famous comedian. So, the other day, I'm over on 69th Street, by the way, this is a joke. 69th Street, minding my own business, just hanging around reading the newspapers, New York Post.
Hold the microphone correctly, Legume.
Yeah, I've been here a million times.
There, you're getting the feedback.
Yeah, I've been here a million times, I know how to work a microphone.
Then you should know about feedback and microphones.
Okay.
But anyway, continue. Let's listen to the
Legume. Hey, why don't you sit down and be an audience member for once in your life? Okay, so I'm hanging out on 69th Street. This guy comes up to me. He's maybe 6'5", 6'6", I don't know, 6'7". I'm going to lie a couple inches because he's a big guy, all right? Big guy. Anyway, he tells me, give me all your money. And I say back to him in his face, get this. Hold on, buddy. You know, why should I give you, a total stranger, all of my money, which I earned, by the way, personally? And so then he says, get this. Because I said so. And then I said, well, then give me all your money. Because then, you know, I said so. So then he took out his wallet and he gave me all of his money. And I'm a richer man for it today. So basically, you know, the lessons that you're learning from... What you're coming out of that joke with is that you learn lessons the hard way sometimes. You know, people, they do things...
You're losing them like...
No, shut up. Some people
fast.
Are too stupid to understand my jokes, so I have to explain them afterwards. That's the basic idea behind this explanation. How stupid are you? How stupid are all of you? You're dumb. So, yeah, I'm, you know,
All right, I'll just get into a little crowd work here. So, hey, you, guy with the hat.
What about you? You look pretty stupid. How stupid are you?
I ain't stupid at all.
All right, that's exactly what a stupid person would say. A smart person, by the way, would say, well, that's impossible to know, because I'm a smart lady. You know, you got a pretty stupid look on your face. What is that? Your lips are... Anyway, how stupid are you?
Well, that's impossible to know because I'm smart.
Yeah, that's a good... That's good. That's what I was going for. You know what? Your crowd, you worked it out. This is a great crowd social joke. Okay? You're learning... Are you listening, Pat? You're getting all this. Social comedy. Okay? People, comedy is moving in the right direction. Everybody's involved. It's not just stand-ups coming up here blabbing about the business. It's comedies, comedians coming up here, and they're working with the crowd. They're saying jokes that the crowd's going to get. They get the punchlines together with each other.
I mean, I think I get it.
All right. Well, you guys have been great. You know, and Pat learned a lot about the business tonight. So I think we did a great job. Thanks, everybody, for joining in on this comedy, social comedy session, experimentation. We're evolving the craft. And okay, Pat, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Everybody give it up for a real legume. It's no rice, only beans, this guy. Not every day you get to see a bean turn into a fart. The elusive Mike Legg graces us with his presence tonight. Thank you so much. It's been a real treat.
Turn that.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you see any cameras?
Turn it off.
I keep waiting to see a camera crew. This has got to be in film, right? For some kind of reality.
Well, I can't turn it off.
Just turn it off, man. Yes, that was the comedy club. I was taking Pat on a lesson there. It was a Giggle Hut in NYC. And it was a pretty good set that I had there. It wasn't my best set I've ever had. I mean, I have plenty. If you guys want to hear any of my great stuff, I mean, I've got some great material. I can totally send you the clips. I got some tapes. But anyway, yeah. So I mean, Pat learned his lessons. You know, he learned about comedy, learned about the comedy movement. It's a very social world out there today in comedy.
I guess I didn't realize how, you know, it was that confrontational because...
Oh, yeah.
Really, like, you know,
it's
a very visceral reaction to it. And even listening back, it's just got me really tense and kind of...
You know, it's 2015, comedians are having fights, they're having arguments together...
But
getting together
just,
to have a social interaction.
I mean,
like
if
that,
you want,
like
if that's
that.
Something you want.
You got to do that. You got to fight a little bit, Pat. You
I mean,
get up
but
on
like
stage
that really. But
stage.
Like, I don't think that didn't seem normal. I don't.
Well, by whose standards, Pat? By social standards? Because if you're judging it by social standards, then I would say it was very normal.
Well, no. It
was exceptional, actually.
Okay, well.
No, it wasn't.
Well, that's an opinion from. Please welcome our producer, Jim, who we just hired to produce. Please, Jim, be quiet. Pat, as I was saying.
Tell me to be quiet like I'm a child.
Jim?
I'm an adult like you. Let's be...
Okay. All right. This is a comedy show. I know you guys want to learn all about how Pat's advancing in a social career, and I know that you don't want to know about how Jim is advancing as a producer in his career.
Hey, come on.
But Pat, for one... You got to learn through comedy, right? The people want to hear comedy.
What we do here is we're
going to take the best talents in the city, in New York City, and beyond in the United States of America. So you don't have to, and beyond. So you don't have to. So what we've done is we've gotten this one guy. Oh, my God. This one guy, LeBrian James. He's one of the funniest people I know I've ever met, in fact. I mean, I've met a lot of people who aren't comedians who are funny, but this guy is both. He's double trouble. He submitted to us this excellent clip of himself doing a prank call to, oh my God. You know what? I don't even want to say too much about it because it's so funny that if I say too much more about it, you guys might not laugh at the moments that I laughed at because I talk too much about it.
He doesn't want to spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it.
You should just play.
So what's going to happen here is LeBrian, listen to this, he calls up Lego International, you know, the Lego company. They do the construction materials for children, and you know what, that's all I'm gonna say. He's a prank call. He's a prank call master. He's one of the best prank callers in the world, in New York City, in the United States of America.
Was LeBron the guy that called the other day and called me a louse? Was that LeBron on that phone call?
That sounds like LeBron. Oh my God! So you heard it here first.
Louse or something like that.
Yeah. Well, Jim, you're an idiot. But please play the clip.
I'm not an idiot. Come on.
Well, it begged to differ.
Should I say?
I don't call people and insult them.
Something.
Well, I beg to differ.
I guess that's his job, though. So
yeah, I beg to differ. Why don't you play the clip? Why don't you play the LeBron James clip?
What if I don't?
Then you're fired.
I don't like your attitude, Mike.
You don't like my
attitude. No, I'm getting paid to do this.
Yeah, well, you're fired.
Treat my job with respect.
Okay, you're fired.
You can't fire me.
Okay, play the clip.
You guys rent this studio.
Yeah, play the clip then.
All right.
Hello. Thank you for calling LEGO Customer Service. My name is... Hello? Hello, are you there?
I speak English, please.
Hello, sir. You're on the phone with LEGO Customer Service.
Yeah, I'd like for you to speak the English language to me, okay?
Well, I'm using English now. What can I help you with?
Listen, man, I need your help, okay? And I need you to be very discreet.
Okay, well...
It's a very urgent situation, and I need your full discretion. I need you to be very careful.
Okay, well, I should let you know that this call is being recorded to ensure quality customer service. If you're calling with a medical emergency, I would suggest dialing 911. You'd have to hang up for it to go through.
Yeah, I tried that, but it didn't take. Anyway, well, I saw Jill. It's a big, big time Anakin Skywalker fan. So I bought him when he was born. The Anakin Skywalker podcaster said. I figured, now that he's old enough to assemble it himself, I said, we're going to wait till your 10th birthday to put this thing together. Okay? I figured we'd get on the phone with LEGO himself and say, let's put this thing together 100% the right way. He can't figure it out.
Is the man on the phone going to help us?
Okay.
Of course he's going to help us. He's a professional Legoist, aren't you,
really,
sir?
Paul? Well, I'm kind of scared.
Don't be scared.
Okay.
So just to clarify, you need help with product assembly.
I don't need help with a goddamn thing. I mean, I'm an adult man. My name's LeBron James.
Okay.
New York City. Born and raised here. My son Jim James Jr. Born here as well. He needs the assistance because he's a 10-year-old boy. He's never done a Lego set before. It's his first time.
Okay.
I bought this for him.
It's kind of confusing, Paul.
Well, you're good in school.
There's so many pieces.
Well,
he's
okay.
Good in school. He does his math homework every single day. He does his English homework, his Spanish homework every single day. He gets A+, B+ every day. But the fact of the matter is, he's got some problems with that Lego construction set. So this is the first one.
I played the recorder too, Paul.
I bought that at FAO Schwartz as well.
Like I said, I can assist you. If you could please.
You can't?
Give me the product code.
You say you can't assist us?
No, I can
assist you. What do you want, Dad?
You can.
Right, I can assist you.
We do
product assembly assistance now, and if you could just give me the product code,
I gave you the product code. It's the Anakin Skywalker's goddamn Podgraster race. It's the one I bought for GM 10 years ago. Can't you put this information together? Come up with a proper...
Okay, I'm...
God damn it!
It would have just... Okay,
Anna. Oh, what's happening?
I thought LEGO was supposed to be a smart company.
All right,
I don't
sir.
Like
I'm
when
sorry,
you get
I'm
upset,
sorry.
Paul.
I
what's happening?
Jim, go in the kitchen,
it.
Get me a beer. Get me two beers.
Two?
And on your way back, get me three beers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I've got it here, and I am pulling up the instructions.
Great.
Okay, so I'm ready to help you.
Yeah, you're not helping me, though. You're helping my son, Jim, so why don't you talk to him?
So you're gonna
Hello?
That's my
Hello?
Son.
Oh, hold on. Let me put the phone on
why don't
my
you
good
ask
ear.
Him directly?
I got a bad ear. Papa was shooting his gun too
Jim's
close.
Got one bad ear. I shot
when
it
I was
out.
Younger. All right, I got my right ear on it. Hello?
Let me just warn you right now, Mr. Customer Service Lego Man. He's a genius, so whatever he says goes.
Oh, Paul,
okay?
You don't have to say that.
Okay, well, I'm happy to assist you and your son. So, I pulled up the manual for assembly for the Anakin Skywalker Pod Racer set. So just let me know when you're ready.
Automatic.
And we can go ahead and get started.
All right, listen, why don't we get started? Anakin Skywalker, Progress Eraser.
Okay, great.
Anakin Skywalker, it's a Paul Racer, Paul.
Get a raster. I don't care what you say.
I'm sorry, sir.
You may be a genius, but you are my son.
You have all the pieces in front of you. Can you hear me?
What do you mean we got the pieces in front of you? I got my tent. I bought this set 10 years ago at my son's birth. My wife gave birth to my son 10 years ago today.
Where is mom?
I bought this set immediately.
Are you ready?
Knew he was going to like it 10 years down the line.
I sure miss mom.
She's dead.
That's not what you said before.
She's in the ground.
I'm sorry, what? Sir.
What?
Sir, are
I
you ready
you
to...
Said-
She's buried next to the highway, okay? JFK.
Did you put the phone...
She's underneath the Ed Koch Bridge.
Said you went to Grandma and Grandpa's house. You were going to come back today, wouldn't you?
All right, Mr. Lego Man.
Yes.
You made my son very upset by that. So we're going to have to get started and get through this very quickly, all right?
Okay.
Let's get to it. I got all the pieces, so get to step one.
Step one. Find two old brown plates, 1x2.
I thought the set was new. What do you mean it's old? It's not old, is it?
Well, no. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a vintage set.
It's new. It's a new Anakin Pogracer
plastic, of course.
Set.
Right. Old brown, I should let you know, it's just brown. Any brown you see in this kit.
Well, so why you say old brown?
Well, because we use a different brown now, so on older kits, we refer to it as old brown. It's like an internal color code. I'm sorry.
Why can't brown just be brown?
Why would a human being
I got brown
be
pieces.
Using
I got
internal...
those. I see brown pieces here. Look, they look kind of new.
Why are you using computer code? Okay, go on.
It's not a computer code.
That's what you said.
That's what it says in my guide here.
Just talk like a person to another person would talk.
Okay, find two brown 1x2 plates and put them side by side. Don't connect them. Those are going to be the droid's feet. In the kit, there's a little droid figure that...
So you want me to take a brown, put 1x2 other brown pieces and lay them next to each other?
Just two browns.
But they don't snap like that if I just lay them next to each other?
No, I'm saying they don't snap. No, they won't snap.
So I got... Well, Tim? They don't look like plates. I mean, we got plates in the kitchen.
Well, what kind of plates?
They're just very thin pieces. We call them plates.
But you don't eat off these plates.
I don't think they'd be big enough. You can only put like one piece of corn on them.
You put one, maybe a little piece of kernel corn on it.
That wouldn't be enough.
Little Orville Redenbach, poppycock.
Okay.
He's got his brown pieces together by his feet.
All right, step two.
Make up that droid.
Find two white, 1x1 tiles with the clip.
Clip?
Yeah, it's
What by what? What do you mean 1x1?
And those will be the sort of ankle.
Jim, don't listen to this robot.
Of the droid. I'm not a robot.
Paul's he a real
I'm
robot?
I'm not a robot.
He's a robot?
Like a real robot?
No,
he's
I'm
a robot. How else would people talk to us over the phone like this?
Is he like Chappie?
Yeah.
I really like Chappie. Is he like Chappie?
He's exactly like Chappie.
Is he like Chappie?
No, I'm not like Chappie.
He is
Chappie.
Oh.
I am not Chappie. I am
You're not nearly as good as Chappie.
You don't fix my pod racer.
Yeah, your robot name human. Big deal.
My name is Adelbert. Okay.
That's not a name, though, so don't come with me at that. Jim, find whatever pieces you want and clack them onto whatever pieces you don't.
I like these here.
Good.
Well, no.
Okay, I like these ones.
You know what? The robot's telling you to do one thing, you're going to do the different thing.
No, I think you should. Okay. Listen to me, because you called specifically.
I think that's what a robot will say.
To request help assembling the set.
Oh, you so smart.
And
well, how do you know you become a genius? Because you were born to some smart guy like me. That's how geniuses are made. They come out of smart guys just like me.
I have to advise against just connecting any pieces together.
Well.
If you are trying to, in fact, assemble the pod racer.
Listen, I've been up and down the block a few times with some robots. Okay, I know what they're trying to get at.
Sir, I'm not a robot.
You're a self-unaware robot.
If you want to call back again sometime, if you've made it to step two, great. So I will log that. The next time you call back, we can start up on step three. You'll be right back where you were, and we can hopefully never speak again.
You ever been to Nathan's Hot Dogs?
No, I've never been to Nathan's Hot Dogs.
You ever been to John's Pizza?
John's? No, I can't say that I've ever been to John's Pizza. No.
How about Grimaldi?
No, I've never been there.
Yeah, you're not a human. And that's settled.
All right, well, thank you for calling LEGO Customer Service, and I'm not a robot.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God, I can't believe that. LeBron James actually did that. Wow, he just hits it every time he comes up on the mic, and he's the best comedian doing prank calls these days.
I just want to make it clear. I understand there's an athlete named LeBron James, and this is not him. We didn't get him to send in a comedy clip.
Well, not yet.
Well, does he do comedy?
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to make it clear to our listeners, and I don't want people to be promoting the show under false pretenses. It's like, we got LeBron. Is that right? We had LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James. But my mind, he's more famous than any other person who sounds like that name.
Right, okay. Well, he just says it with a bit of a drawl sometimes, and I think it's...
He's got a New York accent.
Intentionally disingenuous, so he sounds more like LeBron, even though he's older than LeBron James.
That's funny. That's comedy. That's good comedy, in my opinion.
I don't want to... I know he's...
Maybe I'm stupid.
Probably the only... Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't get that many submissions this week from sketches.
We got about 100...
I know
we got a lot of submissions this week, so don't worry about counting them up and telling people about that. But LeBron James, he'll be back on the show shortly. He's a great guy. I don't know why Pat is talking about him like this. Pat's doing a very bad job being a host right now, and this is a good time for a lesson, Pat. You can't be disparaging your guests.
You can't be
insulting them. I insult people, but I never insult the guests. Isn't that right, Jim, you idiot?
No comment.
Well, look, I just thought, you know, it's not quite my humor, so I just wanted to make it clear that, you know, I, like, Mike and I have a different sense of humor, and so, you know, I don't necessarily find it funny to be calling, you know, customer service lines and posing as someone who has...
It's not about what you think is funny, Pat. It's about what America thinks is funny. It's about what the United States of America thinks is funny, because this is a show that's all about American comedy, about United States of America comedy. We're taking the best of the best,
well,
so you don't have to.
I know.
Going around from state to state, 50 states in the United States, I know that. Taking all the best comedians, going to all the comedy clubs, we're accepting all the finest submissions in... prank calls, in sketch comedy, and skit comedy, and stand-up comedy from the United States of America. And if you have anything you want to send us, please do.
Okay.
It's Project Real World. It's the name of the show. Pad is the host. Mike Legg is the host.
Send it to me, though, because Mike will lose the
Send it to Jim at projectrealworld.brooklynfreeradio.
Radio Free Brooklyn. Well, okay. And I
stuck the landing there, Mike.
I know what I'm doing.
I do trust you to find the clips, and I know you know what's funny, so I won't be the one curating the clips, but
you're here for the ride, Pat.
I know when I listened to the last show.
I'm your driving instructor. I'm gonna put you behind the wheel when I feel like you're ready.
Right. And I feel like I listened to the last show, and I did. It wasn't, I mean, it was in many ways.
It's a great show.
As bad as I thought, but it also, I mean, I'm glad I did it, but I don't.
All right, rule number one, Pat, you got to be optimistic. Rule number two, do not be pessimistic. Rule number three, listen to rule number one. Rule number four, listen to rule number two, et cetera, et cetera, ad infinitum.
Okay, well, thank you.
Ad infinitum.
Yeah, Jim. Good job.
for
listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been Project Real World, and we'll be back in another, not next Thursday or Friday, not next. It
could be Friday, 7:30 p.m. every single night after the next week, every other week.
Every other week.
7:30 p.m. on Fridays. That's
the, right.
Project Real World, we're bringing you the best in comedy that you're ever going to hear or see. You're not going to see it, but you are going to hear it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.